On to this now, a celebration and revival of the spirit of dance. That's what Joburg Moves promises to deliver. It's curated and coordinated by the choreographer and director Lisego van Niekerk, and it's going to feature performances from some of the very best that the world of dance and choreography has to offer. To tell us a little bit about it and why you need to be interested, we're joined by Lisego van Niekerk, who is, of course, as I say, the curator of Joburg Moves, director and choreographer. Lisego, thank you very much for your time. What is Joburg Moves?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate this opportunity. So Joburg Moves is a new dance season, and we've designed it in the style of like a fringe platform that you'd find at a dance festival. And really what it is just a celebration of dance, but also a revival of Johannesburg dance. I think it's been so many years, maybe 5+ years, where Johannesburg dance practitioners and dance audiences have never actually gathered under one roof to celebrate and indulge in dance. And I think that's the gap that myself and the UJ Arts and Culture have noticed. And we decided to step in the gap and actually create this platform for Johannesburg practitioners and audiences.
Dance as an art form, I would say, has come a long way in South Africa. Are we recognized? Are we respected internationally for what we do?
We actually are. South African dance are one of the most sought dances. If you look at musical theater culture, a lot of Broadway and West End companies actually come down to South Africa, and it might be for a plethora of reasons, but one thing we can definitely guarantee is that South African dancers are extremely talented, and so we're continuously exporting South Africa. If you also just look at the Amapiano movement and look at what Amapiano dance is doing around the world, the most trending dance style right now is Amapiano. And you look at people like Tyler, who are then kind of, you know, taking it and raising the flag. So to answer your question, yes, absolutely. We are valued in the world, but obviously those kind of discussions come with their own challenges as well.
Tell me about the pieces that people can expect to see at this Joburg Moves.
So we opening the season with Moving Into Dance, Mapatong, and then opening with Umthombo and Beyobab. And Beyobab is quite
Oh, Lisego, I'm just going to ask you to move around a little bit. We're losing the connection slightly because I really do want to hear about these pieces. Let's try again. Sure. What might we expect?
So we're looking forward to opening the season with MID, Moving Into Dance. I hope you can hear me better.
We can.
Umthombo and Beyobab. Beyobab is quite special because it was choreographed by Sylvia Glasser, who is the founder of Moving Into Dance, and she founded the dance company in her garage back in the 70s. We're also looking forward to having Joburg Ballet. We're looking forward to having Simangaliso Ngwenya, as well as Thamsanqa Tshabalala. And also we're going to be having a lot of panel discussions where we can really discuss the culture and the state of dance in Johannesburg and in the broader South African context. And we're also going to have masterclasses by some really incredible female dancers, which I'm very proud of as well.
So essentially, this is a festival of dance, and it's all about movement, but you're going to have different companies offering different pieces in different genres on different days. And as you say, discussions, masterclasses, it's really, if you want to know or have anything to do with the world of dance, this is the place to do it.
It really, really is, because we're offering you dance on multiple dimensions. You know, the dance is multidimensional. And also before I forget to mention, we also have an open dance photo exhibition by David April, which I think is quite a wonderful move for dance in South Africa, because, like I say, we always think of dance as just a physical element, and we don't realize that there's so many dimensions to dance.
What do you say to parents who want to support their child, who wants to enter dance as a career, as a profession, but who may be concerned that, you know, they may struggle in later years? How do you assure parents in that situation?
I will say two things, Bongani. The first thing I will say is I encourage parents to put their children in dance at an early age, between your primary and your high schools, not to become dancers, for the discipline, for the life lesson that being in that dance studio gives you. I can tell you right now that there are things that I've learned in a dance studio that I would never have picked up in normal life. But the second thing I will say, as dance moving into adults, I'm not going to sugarcoat it and make it sound like this huge, it is amazing and it's incredible to be able to live your life on a stage, but we have to be realistic in that the arts are very, very fragile in South Africa. And I always say to young people, if you're going to enter the arts, don't relax. Study, upskill yourself, get involved. You know, we also think of dance as one-dimensional. There are so many elements to it. For me to dance, somebody has to switch on the lights. Somebody has to market the show. Somebody has to choreograph. Somebody has to manage the stage. So let's also start thinking about dance in its multiple facets, but also let's not relax. You know, I haven't been on stage in 5 years, and in those 5 years, I've been able to actually have a career outside of the stage. That's because I'm the kind of person, I don't relax. I'm always upskilling myself. I'm always developing myself. And I think that's what I would say to young people and parents who are thinking of entering the industry.
All right, Joburg Moves is going to be on from the 23rd, from tomorrow really, until this Friday. Yes. And it's on at the UJ Arts Centre, which, by the way, is a fantastic venue. I've been there once or twice and been really, really impressed with what it offers. Tickets are priced between 80 Rand and 120. And where are they available?
They're available on Plankton. You can go to Plankton or you can just go on the UJ website and you'll find the tickets there.
All right, appreciate your time, Lesego van Niekerk, dancer and choreographer and the curator of Joburg Moves. 702 Podcast on PrimeMediaPlus.com.